Michael, it's an exciting time for Microsoft. I felt a disturbance in the force this morning about 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Melbourne time. Tell us what happened.
A disturbance in the force? That was me arising this morning. So I don't know, what time was it our time this morning when in San Fran we actually announced the public release of the IE9 beta, which means that everyone now can go to beautyoftheweb.com and download the beta of IE9. And this isn't the preview that we saw a little while ago. This is the full metal. This is what you're going to see, and this is what you can use on top of your OS. And it's a full browser.
Very exciting. We've been waiting for this for quite some time. For those of us that have been using other web browsers like Chrome and Safari, Firefox, give us a quick overview of what is new in IE9 and what we can expect from it.
Okay, so there's the polished professional marketing speak, and there's just the stuff that I've been using for the last week that have really turned me into an IE fan, right? A lot of it has got to do with the UI. So things like tabs, you can now tear tabs off and stick them. I've got three screens at home, and so you can stick tabs on multiple, anywhere you want to put them, basically, and you just tear them right off, and you can attach them to other instances of IE. And it's just this really nice, fluid way to manage tabs. The other is you'll notice that the actual UI has shrunk. So you no longer have all these toolbars everywhere. You can have those if you want, but I don't know how many pixels high the actual UI is, but we've collapsed the tab bar and the address bar. We've put the address bar together, so now it's just one address bar that's also a search box. But you'll see that the UI is kind of very minimalist, making it really fast. And the idea behind it, and this is one of the things that kind of came clear in my mind as I started using the beta a little while ago, it's that IE cares more about the site you're in than the browser that you're using. So, you know, the minimal kind of real estate on the browser is a really good example of that, right? Is that it's more about the content than the metal around it. You'll see some stuff around the ability to pin a site to Windows 7. So if you use the taskbar in Windows 7, you can drag a site onto the taskbar and just have it like it's an app.
There's a new term that I learned this morning, I must confess, jump lists. So that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we learned that many Windows 7 users love jump lists, right? So if you put something on your taskbar, you could right mouse click on it. And, you know, if you have Outlook there, for example, you can, you know, launch a new email. If you have Windows Media Player, you can, you know, change tracks. We've taken that and brought it to the web. So now you can put, so one of the sites that we showed this morning, you know, you could drag it down to the taskbar and then be able to play music from your taskbar on a website, but it feels like it's a native, fast Windows app.
It's very exciting. And to clarify, for those of us that are still using XP, Microsoft are really wanting us to move towards the Windows 7 operating system. So we need to stick with IE8 for the time being if we're an XP user. Is that right?
So if you're an XP user, IE8's the recommended browser. IE9 beta is for Vista and for Windows 7. And largely the reason for that is not because we don't like XP users.
I wasn't going to mention that middle operating system. It's the one that we dare not speak its name, but that's okay. Yes, you said the Vista word.
I said the Vista word. So one of the really compelling things about IE, and I think one of the taglines that you'll hear is the beauty of the web. And as corny as that kind of sounds, IE brings hardware acceleration to the game, right? So when you visit a site with 1,000 thumbnails of images, or you're rendering video, or you're animating a whole bunch of stuff together to build a really nice, compelling UI, doing that pre-IE9 is actually kind of hard because all that stuff is happening in CPU. What we've done is bring that to the GPU. So we've offset all of the graphics processing to be more like a native app, right, where you have the GPU taking care of all of that acceleration for you. And to get that acceleration, we're actually tapping into Direct 2D. And Direct 2D is only available on Vista and on Windows 7.
There are a couple of good test sites that you showed us this morning. One of them was ietestdrive.com. Just tell us a little bit about that.
So ietestdrive.com is a site we launched in March, I believe, which shows off what's possible with a hardware-accelerated rendering engine and a very standards-compliant-based rendering engine. We've got HTML5 in there, CSS3. You know, we support Canvas. We support all these new modern standards. IE Test Drive is about showing off what that can mean to you when you build a site. So you'll see the more popular tests are the performance tests, where, you know, you click on them and you can actually see, you know, 500, 1,000 fish swimming around the screen, all discrete little items that are animated around using JavaScript that you can really see what happens when you hardware accelerate a browser. I'd recommend going to IE Test Drive to compare, to have a look and to compare with your current browser, but also don't just go to IE Test Drive. Go to other sites that you use that kind of need a lot of grunt, play a lot of video, and just play them in IE and see what the experience is like.
All right, we're all going to go back to the office now and download IE9 beta. So importantly, where do we go to download it?
Beautyoftheweb.com is the place to go to not only download, but also look at what others have been doing. I didn't count them this morning, but there's Facebook, there's a whole bunch of major Twitter, a lot of major sites there that are showcasing the work that they're doing to make sure when you show up with IE, you get an advanced, superior experience. So beautyoftheweb.com is the place to be.
Michael, thank you very much for having us here today and for giving us a terrific seminar and a great overview of the new Internet Explorer 9. We're all very excited about it and looking forward to using it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Entertaining, informative, and independent. You're listening to Tech Talk Radio.